As it is my birthday, I get to give the shorthand for today's date fairly often. How do you get to March 18th? You find yourself between St. Patrick and St. Joseph's days. This makes sense, as both the patrons for Ireland and Italy are still very much part of our culture. In a way, say, St. Cyril of Jerusalem never quite has been. That's right, my birthday is on St. Cyril of Jerusalem Day, a fact, but one that probably doesn't help too many people. Cyril was a bishop, that's the of Jerusalem part of his name, and a scholar, writing much about the sacraments during the early life of the church. But it's some of his background quotes that I draw closest to. He encouraged catechumens to honor their parents, quote, "For whoever, however much we may repay them, yet we can never be to them what they, as parents, have been to us." Good for my congregation of two, my parents, to hear, probably. I also enjoy his reasoning for taking up big questions, a theme that often comes up in my prayer and preaching. Why delve into the incomprehensible? Try to know more about God. Cyril explains, "Because I cannot drink up all the river, am I not even to take in moderation what is expedient to me? Because with my eyes so constituted as mine, I cannot take in all the sun, am I not even to look upon it to satisfy my wants? Or again, because I have entered into a great garden and cannot eat all the supply of fruits, would you have me go away altogether hungry? Because we can't take in the whole river, the whole sun, the whole garden, it doesn't mean we can't take in some." So it is with God. So it is at this time of quiet in the life of the church. So there are things absent from my schedule. What, though, can I take in? Who does Jesus call the greatest in the kingdom today? Maybe that's a clue. Whoever obeys and teaches the commandments. We can do some of that. Maybe not all of it, but some significant part of that today, in our state and life, from our safe, socially distanced place. Jesus gives us the direction, and Cyril offers us his prayers today. It is March 18th, after all.